It is Bill Left with you on WGN. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it. My guest is Aaron Tillman. Aaron is a dating expert and author of the new book, The Dating Guidebook, Tips for Living a Happy and Healthy Single Life Without Losing Yourself in the Dating Process. Also, I want to point out a great website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Aaron, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Question number one, how did you get to become the dating advice girl? What happened that led to this?
Well, that's a fabulous question. You know, I get asked that a lot. So basically, long story short, I work in Los Angeles. I work in TV and film. I was looking for a way to brand myself. And a friend of mine was like, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, a friend of mine was like, you know, you love dating. And most people I know hate dating so much, like they avoid it or they always are talking bad about, oh, the guy's stuck in L.A., the girl sucks. And you never have a negative viewpoint. How is that? And I'm like, you know what? There's something to that. Maybe that should be my angle. And so I just, you know, it's one of those things where I read a lot of relationship books. I know a lot of the relationship experts out there, and everyone only focuses on finding the one.
Yeah.
Only. It's, especially for women. It's like, where's your husband, whatever. And I'm like, how come these women especially, but men too, how come they're not enjoying the people they meet and just taking it slow in the first 6 months? It's like, there's no rush. Take it easy. That, I felt like I had a voice about that, and that's how it began. I'm like, I have something to say. I have fun, and here's how you can too.
Do you think maybe some of this plays into the fact that just the way our culture is now, we're not so much enjoying the journey as we're enjoying the finish line. And people think, well, the process is I better find the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, as opposed to, I think, the way it used to be, which is let's just have fun in the moment. Do you think that plays into it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some of both. I do feel like, you know, like my parents' generation or grandparents' generation, there was more of an expectation to be married. And I feel like there's less of that now. You really can do whatever you want. But I do feel what's different is that I feel like a lot of people, and especially women, I'm not hating on the women, but I am actually going to for a second here. A lot of women are just so concerned about marriage and the ceremony and the gown that they aren't really paying attention to the person they're actually engaged to. And is that person crazy? Is that person a good fit for you?
Yeah.
No? And
yeah.
So that's the thing that concerns me is that you're right. I feel like it should be more of a present tense, like get to know the person. And again, I focus on the first 6 months, but even in the first 6 months, I see people rushing into things, like moving in together. And it's like, what are you doing? Calm down.
Don't you find, I always found back when I was dating, I've stopped dating dramatically. My wife has suggested to me that me dating people is not in anyone's best interest. So I've totally curtailed my dating 100%. But don't you find that anytime somebody in the relationship, one of the two people says, let's take a moment and really review where we are right now. Let's talk about our status right now. That's the kiss of death, isn't it?
It depends on if you are a communicative couple. I would say that actually is a good point to reassess the relationship.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
If both people are interested in hearing each other and interested in making a change, you know, and really hearing, like, I don't like the way this is going, or I don't like when you do this, or maybe we can change things like this, rather than get defensive, if both people are willing to listen, I think that could be a really good starting place for a couple to change things up. Now, if both people are kind of set in their ways and aren't really interested in hearing a different perspective, then yes, it could be the kiss of death, for sure.
I always kind of...
relationship should evolve, and you should change, and you should adapt and grow.
Of course. But I always kind of felt like in relationships that were working, without having that conversation, it was kind of known by the two parties were either on a good course or a bad course. But I always thought that once it was put into words, that's where the problem started. I could see where you would say, though, it's not a bad thing to assess, you know, what the value of this dating relationship is. But I'm telling you, every time somebody would say, and sometimes it was me, sometimes it was her, let's take a moment and review where we are. I go, uh-oh, this is over.
Well, in those cases, I would offer that those probably weren't the people you were meant to be with. And obviously, you aren't with those people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because tell me if I'm wrong, but with your wife, there was a point when that conversation happened, you guys were on the same page, and so that conversation ended well.
Yeah. Well, we never physically had that conversation. Like, we always just knew this is going really well. And I'm guessing this is one of the cardinal rules of dating. I told my wife on our first date that we were going to get married. That's not a good thing. I mean, it's working like crazy for us, but normally wouldn't you tell people, don't do that on your first date?
Yes, I definitely would say keep that to yourself, for sure.
So I shouldn't have told her, and I shouldn't have a skywriter. I shouldn't have hired a skywriter to also say that, should I? That was stupid, too.
Oh, did you really?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I guess, like, wow, that's really ballsy of you, but a grand gesture, for sure.
All right, you said a little while ago that you enjoy, that most of your friends don't really enjoy dating, but you enjoy dating. What are you doing that's making you enjoy it and all your friends are not liking it?
Okay, well, that's an awesome question. Number one is I'm focused on the present, and I'm focused on having fun and really just getting to know the person across the table from me. If it's a dinner date, whatever. That should be the main goal. That takes all thoughts of future and past out of everything.
Right.
You can sit across from someone and just be present in the moment with somebody to get to know them. Then you can really assess them and see if you even are interested in, like, going on a second, third, fourth date, whatever. But if you're sitting in front of someone and you're thinking about, oh, my gosh, is this person in the future going to be this and that? You're not even paying attention to what they're saying right now in the present. They might be throwing red flags at you left and right.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we aren't present to that person, so we miss all of those red flags, you know? So that's number one. Number one is be present with your love interest. When I do that on date, I have so much fun because it's about connecting with someone for real in the present moment.
I would imagine, though, that it's very intimidating to date you, mostly because you are the dating advice girl. And if I'm going out on a date with you, I'm thinking, this is a pro. I'm dating Babe Ruth here. This is a pro.
Having said that, people know what I do. Guys I go out with, they know what I do. So it's not like I'm ambushing anybody. And this is the thing, too. It's kind of a test. If a guy is brave enough to ask me out, first of all, and be interested in dating me, knowing what I do, that guy's a winner. Because that guy's saying, I don't care what you do. Not to mention, let's just go ahead and say, I don't kiss and tell. So I am kind of private about my own life. Although I will weave things into my radio show in L.A. and that kind of thing. But if someone's brave enough to ask me out and roll with it, I'll give them points. And the thing is, if someone asks me out and they know what I do, they're not scared of what I do. You know what I mean? They know what's coming.
I would think if a guy was smart, once he knew that it was you and that you're the dating advice girl, he would go to your website, he would read your book, and he'd go, I'm gonna follow this to the T. I'm going to impress the daylights out of this girl. Has that ever happened?
I have had that happen. I did have somebody recently tell me, actually, that they felt like they needed to impress me, and they went against their better judgment and said, I'm just going to do what I usually do and just go for the normal dinner date and stuff, which was great. Because sometimes if it's too much, like, just, I just want people to be normal.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a dating service you're setting me up on. If you ask me out, just be normal, please. Like, no, but really, I just want people to be their authentic self, which is what I think most people want when they're dating somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you just want someone to try to be their real self. Yes, it can be awkward. First date, you're on a dinner date, you're sitting across this person, you're nervous, you're sweating, whatever, you know, but just be as normal as possible. Because that's the either somebody's going to like you or they aren't. And nobody likes everybody. So as long as you can remember those things and go into the date knowing that, you're golden. If someone doesn't like you, good. They just made room for a whole bunch of other people to come into your life.
Oh, very positive. Very positive. Now, since you mentioned the dating services, are you a fan of those? Do you think that that's a process that works?
I think that, honestly, anyone can meet someone anywhere. I have friends that have met their husbands on different online dating websites, their current husbands or fiancés. I know people who've met people in clubs and bars where that's like where you're not supposed to meet a husband or wife.
Sure.
You know, I know people who've met people in a coffee shop randomly. I mean, through friends. I mean, I know people who've met people everywhere. I don't think there's one way to meet someone, but I would say that I would encourage singles to do something out of their comfort zone. Because a lot of times we get stuck in a trap of like, oh, well, I only go to this bar, or I only do this thing. And I think that's when we jump out of that. That's when we start meeting people we're interested in. You know, especially people out there who say there aren't any good singles out there. They never meet anybody. Go try something different. It's a whole world of single people you probably haven't even met yet.
Has the game of dating changed dramatically? It's 2013 now. People have been dating since the dawn of time. Has it changed dramatically in recent years, would you say?
Well, I'm in my early 30s. So in my short time on this earth, I would say yes is the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, let's just go ahead and say it. Social media, the internet, all of that has changed things dramatically. Since this is a late night show, I will mention that I've had some male friends and other expert colleagues of mine say that specifically porn has changed a lot of the way that people date.
Porn has changed dating.
Because
how come? Well, how did porn change dating?
I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
No, I'm serious. I don't know how it has. How has it?
Because in to make it short, it's made the expectation of wild, acrobatic sexual experiences to be the norm.
Yeah.
And so when you meet somebody and you might go, things might get intimate. There's this expectation set so high. From if someone is a big porn watcher, not against porn at all. I'm just saying it has set a different standard, you know. And just beyond that, the internet just in general has opened doors. It's made people less communicative in terms of social skills. That's enough. That's book number two that will be out next year, hopefully.
Oh, that's good.
Social skills and not losing that because it's so important, you know. So yeah, I'd say definitely dating has definitely changed in 2013 because of the internet and technology and all that just speeded things up so quickly. You can meet someone instantly. I'm in LA, you're in Chicago. I could meet somebody in Chicago tonight online and fly out there essentially this week to meet them. I mean, it's a new world, you know?
Now, do you recommend asking that of a prospective first date? Like, say, where do you like to go? What do you like to do? Do you watch a lot of porn? Is that a good question to ask right off the bat?
You know what? I was going to say stay away from it, but I actually do know a lot of sex-positive people.
Yeah?
Meaning people in open relationships, people who are in alternative lifestyle relationships, that would go there. Because, again, for those specific people, they want to make sure that the person they're dating is okay with their lifestyle, and what better way to just bring it up?
Oh, I guess. Yeah.